Hey everyone, it's Michelle.
I'm Brayden.
And this is Spooky Shit. This week we are going to be talking about some myths and legends.
Ooh, spooky.
Same word twice, you know?
Yeah, and I'll start and talk about the Beast of Bladenboro.
And then I'm going to talk about the Jersey Devil.
Warning. This episode may contain graphic details. Listener discretion is advised.
But first things first, before we start, before I even ask how are you, explain your situation right now while we're recording.
right now, currently, I am in my little car.
Not just your car, your little car.
My little car. I almost said what make and model, bro. I was like, nah, that's too much info.
Don't dox yourself. My license plate is...
not that far, but I have a little hatchback. And yeah, I'm currently recording from my car. I have my laptop here on the passenger seat on top
that's
of
the pillow. That's where I am.
Yeah,
I'm on a pillow right now?
Yeah, you're nice. On a pillow right now. And yeah, I have my laptop connected to my phone, personal hotspot. And it's hot, so I have like the windows down, so you might hear some birds or wind.
Like yeah, a little dog, we had to give him a breeze.
Yeah, like,
he has a bowl
die.
Of water, don't worry.
But yeah, I'm like currently behind my school and like very secluded, like the far end of the parking lot.
The recording studio is what we're going to call it from now on.
Actually, students refer to it as Disneyland parking because it's kind of like a far walk.
Oh, really?
It's honestly not that far, but they just be dramatic and they're like, Disneyland parking?
Yeah, this is the new normal now that he's working full time and going to school right after.
Yep.
But how actually are you? Because I wouldn't even ask you until you explained what was going on.
Right now I'm okay because I just drank a Red Bull, so I'm feeling amazing.
Yeah, he chugged it, and it was just in time to just sit in place for an hour. We don't do anything, we just sit here.
But I need my brain, my mind awake, you know?
That's true, but your body's probably going to get all shaky and stuff.
Possibly.
I guess it's just me that can't handle energy drinks.
I don't drink them really often anymore, at least. I used to a lot in college.
Really?
I used to drink like two a day, sometimes just even coffee.
Well, why don't you just, like, vomit in the middle of recording now because you're not used to it?
Nah. But, yeah, I drank it, too, because I'm pretty tired. Physically, mentally, emotionally.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just, it's a lot, you know? I have, what did I say? 17-hour days?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, it's just kind of, like, day. Getting to me. And there's some nights where, like, it's even, like, longer. I don't go to sleep right away sometimes.
Yeah, you want to have still a normal life, not just sleep, school, work only.
Well, sometimes it's not even, like, because I'm, like, hanging out with family. Because usually when we get home, like, everyone's sleeping already. Mm-hmm. It's just more, like, doing little stuff, like making myself lunch or, like, taking a shower, getting my clothes ready for the next day, stuff like that. But, I mean, I can't complain too much because I'm like, you know, it's something that needs to be done. And also, it's just temporary, you know?
Yeah, won't last for too long, hopefully.
Well, at least.
Just a few more months
next
of school?
Year, yeah.
Yeah.
I graduate in December, so I'll probably just keep hustling until a little bit into next year. Just because I want to, like, take advantage of this place that they have good health insurance and maybe try to get top surgery while working there.
Ooh, yeah. Might as well.
Right? So, because they have the good insurance, the same one we used to have at our old job.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is, like, I've heard that they're really good with helping cover most of the cost.
Nice.
So, yeah, I kind of want to tough it out. Like, and it's not a shitty job. It's just, it can be boring and tiring. But yeah, that's why I'm like, it's not a bad job. Like, I think I could, like, handle, like, to keep working there. I'm sure there's something better that I would like, but again, it's only temporary either way.
Yeah, and then you're going to start doing hair next year, ideally, anyway. So.
Yeah.
Which why is switch what I like... around and then be like, all right, now let's quit again.
Right? Oh, yeah, I want to do both for a while, honestly.
Really? Work and hair? Nice.
Work and work.
I know, right? As I was saying hair, I was like, work.
Yeah. But yeah, other than being tired, I've been pretty good. Actually, yesterday we did something.
What'd you do? He was hinting at something earlier.
I was like, I didn't post about it, but Alaris posted about
Oh fuck, I didn't look at Instagram. I was too busy playing games obsessively.
it. Well, we went to Hell's Kitchen yesterday.
Hell's Kitchen? Oh, there it's in North County, San Diego now, right?
Yeah, there's one at Harrah's Casino.
Ooh, which is actually like a really cool like resort hotel, by the way, if anyone's ever randomly in North County, San Diego, would
It's
recommend.
in Funner, California.
Yeah, they say that. I hate that. They have a nice pool and stuff, like a little lazy lagoon situation.
Do
But
they?
now they do.
I didn't know that.
A little lazy river. It's dope. Well, you missed out.
I've only been on the lobby like a few times.
Oh, I've stayed there a couple times.
Oh, really?
Because they're not like too expensive. Well, they weren't 4 years ago. I stayed there on my 21st birthday too. I didn't even drink, but yeah, we just like hung out at the pool and stuff. Their pool is like fun. They have the lazy river. It's dope.
That's cool.
You should go to the pool.
I should have. I actually have a friend that lives like right next to it, the
Oh,
casino.
perfect. How
So I
was
was like, cool.
Did you see Gordon?
I did not. We wanted to
He
go
screamed at
opening.
us.
You idiot sandwiches.
Oh,
We actually had been talking about it because we heard that he was gonna open one here, in San Diego.
yeah, I've been seeing signs for it, and I was confused. I was like, are they gonna have the show here? Like, I'm confused. What's happening?
Well, me, Alaris, and her cousins, we had been planning for a while, and we said we were gonna go opening night, and I guess we basically missed it because you have to make a reservation.
I was gonna say, it probably like was busy as fuck.
Yeah, it was. And basically all of the times or like days were like taken except like a Thursday and like late at night. Because
Yeah.
we were like, fuck, like why we do it on a Thursday instead of a Friday? And then
Because you have
I
no
guess,
choice.
yeah, I was like, I guess that was all that was left. We were talking about it yesterday, and I guess all that's left is like Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. It's not like Friday, Saturdays, like the weekend
Oh,
anymore.
yeah, everybody's already booked you on the weekend.
Yeah, but it was really cool. It was actually pretty stressful. So,
Why?
because fanciness is not really my style, you could say.
Oh, that's fair. I'm looking up their menu right now, by the way. There's a vegan section.
Oh, I didn't pay attention, but I think there is.
Pan-seared tofu scallops, vegan risotto. That sounds dank. I'm
It
going to Funner, California.
was really good, but yeah, I got off work and then went straight. No, actually, I went to go pick up my sisters. But yeah, I got home and I supposedly was gonna go take a nap because I was like, it's gonna be a long night. I'm like tired. I'm gonna try to like rest up. And because this weekend we have plans. Well, it's not fun plans, but we're basically gonna deep clean our whole house. Like
Jesus
really.
Christ, the worst plan.
Yeah, well, it's my mom.
It's a necessary plan, but
It's on
it's the
the it's
worst
we
plan.
have been talking about it, but now we actually like she's like, nah, we're gonna do it. Like she's even like turning away like visitors. She's like, nope, sorry. So we're
Whoa,
like, oh, she's
this is
serious.
unofficial.
Yeah.
It's not too late for her to change her mind.
Nah, we do need to do it because we just want to clean up our garage because we have been talking about like putting a chair in there so we can both cut hair at home.
Oh, okay, smart.
So we have been talking about it, but like now she actually wants to do it, so we're gonna do it.
Nice.
But yeah, I ended up, I got home yesterday. I did notes last minute, of course. I haven't
Research?
changed. Yeah,
Yeah. I
research.
mean, neither have I was telling him I stayed till 6 a.m. because I kept putting off researching.
Well, yeah, I did research and it was already like six something. And I was like, babe, wake me up in like half an hour so I
Oh
can
my
start getting
God.
ready. Because we wanted to leave around 8.
Whoa,
Because it's
how
like,
late was your dinner?
it was at 9 p.m.
Fuck.
But yeah, so I basically took a nap for like half an hour and then woke up and showered and was stressed because I didn't know what to wear.
What if Gordon saw you and criticized your outfit and said you look like an
Right?
idiot sandwich?
Well, and just because I heard that they have a, I don't think they're strict on it, but they have a dress code of like business
Oh.
casual.
Interesting for them to have that at a like vacation resort where everyone's just wearing swimsuits everywhere.
Right?
A resort
But
casino. No one's really dressing fancy. That's
I
funny.
mean, but you need a reservation, so it's like you kind of have to plan for it.
That's fair.
But yeah, it was just like really stressful because I don't really like going to fancy restaurants. I just
Yep.
feel very out of place. Like I've been to a few and I don't know. I feel like I can't be myself because people are like very judgy.
People can't be judgy. I can vouch for that.
And it's, I feel like even more so at fancy restaurants. Like I feel so out of place and so uncomfortable.
Oh.
And like even the menus just freaking scare me because I don't understand shit on it. Like I'm like,
I
what the
know,
fuck
right?
is all of this, you know?
That's the whenever you don't say what you want, you point. You're like, I'll have this.
Yeah. And
Say
I'm
it
like
for me,
too
please.
scared. Yeah, I'm like too scared to like ask, like, oh, what does this mean? You know what I
I
mean?
know, right? Just, at least we have fucking smartphones now that we could just like Google shit when like
True.
the servers aren't there.
Very true.
Imagine it being the 80s. You're like, well, I guess I'm either gonna ask and look dumb or I'm just gonna be surprised.
But yeah, it was just, I don't like fancy restaurants. I understand because we kind of had a discussion about it because, it's obviously pricey.
Yeah.
And we were like discussing how, I guess, once in a while it is a good thing. And then we were talking about how it's like, it's crazy to us. This is like fancy dinner, but to other people, this is like
Normal
normal to
dinner.
them. I'm like,
They go to
that's.
much fancier places, probably.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's
Weird.
crazy to think about how for some people that's like so normal. Like they can go anywhere and they be going to like more high-end places and like that's normal to them. I'm like,
This is
that's
basically a
crazy.
drive-through for them. I sometimes think of that with like random shit, like watching shows, about travel, and they're like, they upgraded this suite that's $5,000 a night. And I'm like, there's people who unironically just book hotels like that everywhere they go. I'm like, that's like, I mean, because obviously I'm very broke. I'm like, that's like half of what I've made this year. Holy shit.
That's crazy though that like people can live like that. That's pretty cool. Alaris was actually like, she kind of was just shook, and she was like thinking about like, can you imagine how much food there is out there that we haven't tasted that is amazing like this? And I was like, well, damn, when you put it like that, yeah, we're missing out.
Yeah, you guys need to try more foods.
Well, we do eat a lot of food, but she means more on the high end.
Yeah. She means fancy shit.
But yeah, it was cool. The food was delicious.
What'd you get?
So for the appetizer, I got a Caesar salad.
Salad. That's how we say it at a Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, they say salad. It was really good. I've never had a salad like that.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't your typical like Caesar salad. They had like it tasted kind of lemony, like they put lemon
Oh,
zest, and
nice.
then the croutons, like you could tell, it's just it was like pieces of bread. I mean, that's basically what crouton is, but you could
Yeah,
like,
but usually they're like dry and not very bready. Yeah.
Well, the croutons they had were very crunchy as well, but like you could tell it was just cut up bread.
It was better.
It was just better, and then they also had like these cheese. It was like a fried, like cheese curds, or
Oh.
not curds,
Cheese
but
balls.
it's not balls. It's basically like if you just fry some cheese and it gets all hard. It was basically like that, a bunch of those,
Oh, okay.
which was really good. And
I
then.
also forgot to mention I haven't eaten yet today, so that's why I'm like, describe your food to me. So I could be like, oh my God.
And then Alaris got the pan-seared scallops.
Hey, nice.
And I tried some. It was actually really good. I'm not a big fan of seafood
Yeah.
besides like typical shrimp, but other than that, like I
Damn.
honestly don't like much. Especially like scallops, octopus, all of that.
Like, now you're changed.
You
maybe
know what's funny?
You just never tried it good.
You're right. Well, you know, I was like, you know what's funny is my mom's from Ensenada, which is like the biggest fucking seafood place ever.
Yeah.
They're known
maybe
for their seafood.
Maybe she had so much seafood that she cursed you to not like seafood.
I mean, it's not that I don't, well, I'll try it. I'm just not a big fan of, like, I don't know.
I think
I don't
you're
know
cursed.
If it's, I'm not.
My stepmom ate a bunch of peanuts whenever she was pregnant with my little brother, and now he's allergic to peanuts. She cursed him not to like peanuts.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Same thing happened here. Except for you're maybe, not allergic.
Maybe. You're right. But yeah, it was actually pretty good. But I was like, yeah, one bite is good for me. And then I ordered the Wagyu ribeye.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty fire. I had mushrooms and like green pepper, I think.
I love mushrooms.
I don't.
Motherfucker, how are you so picky?
Okay,
I thought I was picky, and now here we go.
Here's the thing. I'm like, there is certain things that I don't like, but I don't consider myself picky because I'm not the type to like order it without it.
You'll still eat it?
I'll still eat it, even though I don't like it. No, I mean, like, because like I said, I mean, I ate some of the mushroom and I was like, damn, like, you know, it actually like pairs well with the like pieces of steak. But I was like, I'm not like, this is like the most mushroom I've ever had when sitting. Yeah. And I actually didn't finish it because it was a lot of like pieces of mushroom.
Should have saved me some.
But yeah, I'm just not a big fan of mushroom.
I would like to point out you've only mentioned like four foods. Half of them you said you don't like. Scallops and mushrooms.
That's just
too. But you like the steak and the salad, see? We're 50-50 so far.
Well, yeah, that was actually delicious. And
hey.
I was like, it literally like melted in my mouth. And then Alaris got a filet mignon. Another smaller steak. Oh, we also ordered a size of mashed potatoes, but they call it potato what do you say?
Puree.
Oh my god, those mashed potatoes were bomb. They literally like melt in your mouth.
You're making me hungry. Tell me more.
I would literally like, that's some of the best mashed potatoes I've ever had.
I should have eaten before we recorded.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So it makes you feel any better. I haven't eaten either.
Well, you need to fucking eat because you have school right after this.
You right.
I have nothing for 4.5 hours till I stream. But now I want french fries or something because I want something potato-y.
I mean, what did I eat? Did I eat? I don't think I ate. I think I just had a Gatorade.
A Gatorade?
Oh.
I love Gatorade.
My bad.
Hell's Kitchen
remember.
Has changed you. You're too fancy for me.
No, I remember during my lunch break, I went to 7-Eleven and I got a pizza and like, it's not real food, but I got the pizza from there and then those like little taquitos, the rollers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least it's something to fill you up.
Yeah. And then that's where I got the Red Bull and a Gatorade.
A Gatorade.
A Gatorade.
Jesus.
But yeah, so we got the mashed, well, Alaris ordered the mashed potatoes and then
you
I ordered.
Compare to that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I ordered the baked mac and cheese, which is
Baked mac and cheese is always dank.
So fire. I am lactose, so my stomach was
You're like, I bussing. Shit my pants, but it was still good.
No. It was bussing. Like as soon as I had a few bites, my stomach was like upset, but I was like, worth it.
Upset you spaghetti.
Like, I'm lactose, but I don't give a fuck.
That was me whenever I still eat cheese. Now that I don't eat cheese, I'm like, oh, it's nice to not have tummy aches all the time. You should try those lactate pills.
I think I will. Because it only hurts like a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm not like cramping the whole time. It's just kind of like, I feel it like moving around down there, you know.
Steady
what I mean?
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lactate pills are weird. Every time that I take it, like with cheese, because you chew it as you eat the dairy, and they're like vanilla flavored. It would always weirdly make whatever I was eating taste like Funfetti cake. Just the first bite. But I'd eat like cheese curds, and I'm like, oh, this tastes like Funfetti.
That's interesting.
It's very strange.
But yeah, that was delicious. And then I thought I was full, and they asked if we wanted dessert, and I was
gonna say you got dessert, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And we ordered. It was called chocolate sin cake, and Ooh. It was cake, chocolate cake, with like chocolate mousse and chocolate ice cream.
That's a lot of chocolate. Holy shit!
It was a lot of chocolate, but like it was rich, but not super rich where you couldn't eat it.
Okay, I was wondering if it would be too much.
I didn't think so. It was just enough. I thought it was perfect. Because usually, like, at other places, even, like, when you get, the warm brownie with ice cream, mm-hmm. the chocolate is just so rich that, like, I'm like, oh, I need some water, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, overpowering.
Very overpowering. But with the one at Hell's Kitchen, that thing was fire. Obviously, I did get thirsty, but, like, it did... It wasn't that bad.
It was chef's kiss.
It was delicious. But yeah, it was definitely 10 out of 10.
I'm very fucking hungry now. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was very cool to experience. Definitely something like I would totally go again, you know?
Yeah.
Not for a while, but.
Is it really expensive?
Sort of.
Okay. Pretty expensive.
Including, okay, for three of us, okay, including tax and tip, it was like $420.
400?
Yes, $420.
Yeah, that's just regular expensive. You're being humble. No, well, I guess you guys did get like steak expensive. And stuff. Yeah. So,
I mean, the steak that I ordered, I think it was like 70 something. Just the steak alone.
Yeah, steak's expensive.
Alaris ordered a drink. I think it's called Notes from Gordon.
It
comes with a little note. Oh, I actually have it in my wallet because she told me to keep it. Let me read it to you. It's actually
idiot
funny.
Sandwich heart.
No, but they do have that one.
Of course they do. I love that. This That's one fucking says, hilarious.
First of all, it's like the flag. It says, "You've put so much ginger in this, it's a Weasley."
Stupid. They're just like memeing on you guys now.
Yeah, they are. And then my wife's cousin's girlfriend got one and it said, "There's more smoke in this kitchen than Snoop Dogg's tour bus."
It's like they just went on like, it's like they went on Facebook and stole people's little memes, their little dad jokes. That's really cute.
It was cool. Definitely. It was a good time. The food was delicious. Like, it was funny because we were all like hungry. We were all talking about how we didn't eat all day because we were like, you know, we're gonna spend money. We're gonna eat good. Because yesterday I think I only like snacked on like some Cheez-Its during the day and then a little bit of my sister's fries.
You have to eat more than that.
Well, I had to. You had
to save your stomach.
I did, but yeah, it was really good. I definitely recommend you go.
I'm literally opening up on Yelp as you speak. So I remember to tell Robert.
I was like, because they have like, basically, it's
prefix menu.
Yeah, prefix menu. I think it's like 90 something, 98.
Okay.
Basically like $100, but you only get like two options of an appetizer, dessert, and an entree.
Yeah.
Versus okay, you could just order whatever you want, but
yeah.
But yeah, it was really good.
I want it.
You just want food.
I just want any food right now, basically.
But yeah, it was delicious. I'm actually really happy we went.
Hell yeah.
I just want to shout out Hisela. That's my wife's cousin's girlfriend.
Shout out Hisela.
Yeah, and I just want to shout her out because she's just such a down fool.
Yeah.
Like, she's honestly the reason we do things. Because we always, you know, because how people, you talk about how you, like, want to do this and that. She's the one that like, once we tell her, like, hey, like, you know, or we talk about, like, doing things, she's the one that's, like, on top of it, and she's like, okay, guys. She
follows up. She's like, when the fuck? Up.
She, like, plans it all, and she's hell like, yeah. You know what? She's like, guys, I can make a reservation right now for us, like, for this day, and stuff like that. Oh,
hell yeah, dude.
So I love that. She's, like, the whole reason we went to Disney World, because, like, we had been talking about it early on that year, and she was like, guys, let's do it, and then she was, like, looking up flights and, like, places to stay, and, yeah, because of her, like, we did it. I mean, she basically did all the work, and we were just paying her, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I... But I, like, love that, because it kind of, not forces us, but, like, actually, like, it gets done.
Yeah. Other than you guys just keep talking about for years, like, oh, yeah, we'll do it someday. We'll do it someday.
Yeah, exactly. But
I feel like I'm like that person, but like nobody wants me to. I misread the room and think everyone wants to go. And they're like, no, we never said we wanted to go. Michelle, you're just crazy. And now you've just planned out a vacation we're not going on.
That's fucked.
It's just because I like going places and I forgot how broke I am.
But yeah, I really appreciate her for doing that.
Shut up.
But yeah, that's basically been my week, just working in school.
Sounds like you've had an exciting week.
Yeah, it's been alright. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I could hear little birds in the back. It's adding ambiance. What are you looking out at them? You're gonna like tell them to stop?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck up a bird right now.
Watch me. No, I'm just kidding.
Watch me! This Red Bull got you crazy. But yeah, I haven't been doing too much. I've just been streaming a lot. So, shout out to you, actually. Because you ordered the GoPuff. Hey, thank you.
Yay. You're welcome.
Alaris did too. And your guys' friend and your guys' friend's boyfriend all ordered. Because, like, deadass, I was just like, I'll give you guys $20. So, I paid Alaris, your friend, and the friend's boyfriend $20 each to order. Got what you got to do. So we ended up getting 17 people to order, but so that's $1,700. I mean, a lot of that's going to be gone in taxes next year. I'm in denial about that. And and yeah, it only counted 16 of the people. So I like messaged them and was like, yo, it's not counting somebody. And they gave me 5 more days of the sponsorship. So now I literally don't even know who else I could ask. I might just end it early. But yeah, it went surprisingly well. A lot of people I had to pay $20, but I have no shame in that. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Damn.
Yeah. And I've just been playing a lot of video games per use, you know, because that's like my fucking job, basically. I guess it literally is. Been streaming a lot. I streamed 10 hours the other day. Didn't go to sleep till 8:30 in the morning.
You're crazy.
I ended, like, at almost 7, and then I was like, well, Robert's going to be home soon, so I'll just stay up. And then I stayed up, and then I was just, like, I had a case of the nighttime sillies, you know? Like, I was just, like, I thought everything was funny. So I would just, like, make faces at Robert and just, like, cry laughing for, like, an hour because I thought I was the funniest bitch in the world. But he was laughing, too, because he was also tired. So I was the funniest bitch in the world. But literally did that for, like, an hour. So I didn't fall asleep till 8:30. And that was, like, brutal, but, yeah, I literally didn't do shit this week other than that, I think. And my glasses are ready to pick up, my nighttime driving TV glasses, because LASIK isn't real. I have to wear reading glasses, and I have to wear glasses when I'm watching TV. I'm like, okay, when do I not wear glasses? When I'm walking in a grocery store? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at least I don't have to wear them all the time. But still kind of unfortunate.
A little bit. I have to wear mine all the time. I actually just, Tuesday, I went to go get prescription safety glasses.
Oh, for your work?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, because right now I currently wear ones that go over your glasses. But I feel like I look ridiculous. Watch, I'll show you.
I think this is fashion.
No, it's not.
The big clear glasses over glasses, it's actually a look. No, you look like a pro. You look like a pro bowler. Like, I feel like they'd wear those just for fun.
You know what's funny, though, is sometimes I forget I'm wearing them.
Just leave and go home wearing them?
Yeah. Like, I literally go to my car, and then I, like, see myself. And I'm like, oh shit.
You just look like a little nerd. Double glasses.
Double glasses, literally. But I think it helps because it goes over your glasses. So it, like, I guess you can't really tell, at least from, like, my point of view. Until I look at myself and I'm like, oh yeah.
I look silly. Yeah. That's fine. Do you have to pay for those out of pocket or is your work paying?
My work paid. I could have paid out of pocket for some nicer ones, but I was like, nah, give me the free ones. Like, oh, it's just for work.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be there too long anyway to want to invest in your own glasses.
Yeah, because I had to go to Walmart because I guess that's like one of the only places that takes the voucher. And she was like asking me questions. And she's like, are they comfortable on you and this and that? And I was like, to be honest, I don't really care. I was like, just whichever ones are free or like,
yeah,
is covered by my work. And they were like, she was like, okay.
That's like literally me whenever I went to get the driving glasses. Like, they pointed me to a rack and I was like, which ones are the cheapest? And they were like, here, they're all like $160. My insurance paid $120. So I was like, whatever, $40. And I chose a pair in like less than 5 minutes just because they're the most similar to my reading glasses. And she's like, oh, you're already done. And I was like, yep, I gotta go. Turns out that they were not $160. They were $180. They were mixed in with the $160, which was very sneaky of them. But I was like, it's fine. Whatever. I'll just pay $20 more.
Bitches.
They
do that shit on purpose.
They do. But yeah, I don't have anything going on. So we could just go straight into our stories.
Okay. So the Beast of Bladenboro refers to a creature responsible for a string of deaths amongst Bladenboro, North Carolina, in the winter of 1953 to 1954. According to witnesses and trackers, it was likely a wildcat, but its identity was ultimately not definitively confirmed. According to reports, the animal commonly crushed and decapitated its victims.
Which Jesus were... Christ.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Warning.
That's just immediate.
Which were mostly dogs. The victims were mostly dogs.
Were doggos.
Right? The first animal deaths possibly related to the Beast of Bladenboro were reported on December 29th, 1953. Witnesses described a creature that was sleek, black, about 5 feet long, which killed a dog in Clarkton, North Carolina, approximately 8 miles from Bladenboro. A few days later, on December 31st, 1953, two dogs belonging to a resident of Bladenboro were found dead with a significant amount of their blood near their kennels. Their owner reported that the dogs were torn into ribbons and crushed.
Ew.
Very ew.
Your story is so gnarly, like so fast, especially because we were just talking about Hell's Kitchen and now we're talking about dogs being crushed and shredded. I am shocked.
And this was the owner. His name is Johnny Voss. My dogs put up a good fight. There was blood all over the porch, big puddles of it. And there was a pool of saliva on the porch. It killed one dog at 10:30 and left it lying there. My dad wrapped the dog up in a blanket. That thing came back and got that dog, and nobody's seen the dog since. At 1:30 in the morning, it came back and killed the other dog, and it took off. We found it 3 days later in a hedgerow. The top of one of the dog's heads was torn off, and its body was crushed and wet, like it had been in that thing's mouth.
Ew.
The other dog's lower jaw was torn off. Sorry.
I can't help but think if it wasn't this, like, what the fuck is it, you know?
Oh, if it was like a human?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about too. I'm like,
you were too?
I'm like, but like, how? Why?
And I'm like, because like, I'm a skeptic. I'll just say it now. I'm like, the fuck would do that? Was it a bear? Like, I don't know. Now this is the myth that you actually got me believing, because I'm like, I don't know what else could do this.
Yeah, I don't know either. The next day, on January 1st, 1954, two more dogs were found dead at the Bladenboro farm. On the night of January 2nd, a farmer reported that a dog of his had been killed. The next day, on January 3rd, two more dogs were found dead. An autopsy was performed on one of the dogs, and it was reported that there wasn't more than two or three drops of blood in him. The victim's bottom lip had been broken open and his jawbone smashed back. I'm like, goddamn.
Dude.
It's a vampire?
Literally.
There were even more deaths.
Naturally.
Like, in the following days.
The beast didn't stop there.
And on the night of January 5th, 1954, a pet rabbit was found cleanly decapitated and still warm.
Ew.
I'm like, fuck, bro, who beat the why? And it, I mean, that's what makes me question, too, like, cleanly.
I know, like, I'm like, what would a beast do to this? Like, does it have long talons? Just bite its head off it? But I have no idea, I don't get it.
On January 7th, a dead dog was found in the pasture near the Bladenboro Swamp. A goat was also reported to have died with its head flattened.
Flattened?
Flattened.
Oh, my story's not this gnarly, you guys, so. Sorry. We'll have some chillness after.
Just had to come with the gnarliness, you know.
Jesus.
Me. So one local described the animal as about 4.5 feet long, bushy, and resembling either a bear or a panther. There's just many different accounts of it. Another person described it as small and noted that there was a little one just like it running beside it.
Oh, so, it has a baby?
And that's what it sounds like.
I hate that you said that, and I was like, well, a baby wouldn't be cute.
A baby beast?
Probably kill me.
Another local described hearing a strange noise like a baby crying. Like coming from this said beast animal thing.
Gross.
Though he did not see the animal, he estimated it was close to 150 pounds the way it went through the bushes. I'm like, he must have been moving those bushes.
I know, right? Just tearing them up.
And this was another account that was actually detailed in a local newspaper. It was about 20 inches high. It had a long tail, about 14 inches. The color of it was dark. It had a face exactly like a cat. Only I ain't ever seen a cat that big. It was walking around stealthy, sneaky.
I wonder if this is like a fucking like jaguar or some shit.
Right?
It's not very tall though.
Well, weird. You'll see what they thought it was.
Okay.
Well, yeah, basically people gathered and wanted to hunt it down.
As people do anytime.
Yeah, right.
Mythical creature things.
Well, yeah, a group of hunters from Wilmington spent that night tracking the creature for 3 miles around the swampland. According to them, the track showed claws at least an inch long and indicated an 80 to 90 pound animal. I'm like, that's a big boy.
That's a big boy, but not as big as they thought.
True.
Unless this was a baby.
Because I'm comparing it to my dog. He's like 60 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, damn, that's pretty big.
Whenever you said like 150, I was like a 15-year-old Michelle just wandering around. Attacking people.
But yeah, the hunters noticed that the beast was like going in a circular movement.
Mm-hmm.
Which they came to the conclusion that they might have had a offspring or a mate nearby.
Oh. Which is okay. Like, we don't need two of them.
Mm-mm. On January 5th, the beast was witnessed attacking another dog which ran away and was not found.
Oh, that dog's gone.
Mm-hmm. Tracks were seen along a creek bank near one of the attack sites. There were two sets of prints and one was smaller. So definitely, like, you know, I had a little baby.
Oh, baby beast.
Later that day, in the early evening, another resident described a big mountain lion near some dogs three houses down. The creature ran toward her, but turned and fled when she screamed. Outside her home, the tracks left in the dirt road were bigger than a silver dollar. I was like, silver dollars?
Not that big.
Not that big.
I'm like, okay. I mean, was this supposed to be the baby?
Maybe.
She's kind of disappointed at the size of these tracks. I'm not going to lie.
A young boy named Dalton Norton reported seeing what he called a big cat on January 6th. And he said that it made a noise like a baby crying on his porch before leaving.
I hate that.
And I'm like, is that this creature be like crying like an actual baby?
Like trying to bait people, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm Have like, you seen scary. The movie Annihilation?
No.
There's like this bear monster in it that was screaming and it sounded like a person.
No way. And
I think about still. That's a good ass movie. Would recommend.
On January 11th, two cars stopped for an animal reported to be 4 feet long. One of the men in the cars was quoted as saying the animal had a runty-looking ears and was brownish and tabby. On the night of January 3rd, Police Chief Roy Fors searched for the creature with his dogs, but they reportedly would not follow the trail. The dogs were
good scared. For them, because it's fucking killing all these dogs. Shit, I wouldn't either.
A half a dozen brave youths and their dogs spent January 4th searching for the creature. While that night, Fors and 8 to 10 other officers conducted their own hunt. On the night of January 5th, more than 500 people and dogs hunted through the woods and swamps for the creature. On January 6th, more than 800 people came out to hunt for the beast in the swamps. Fors planned to tie up dogs as bait to lure the creature out, but his plan was not put into action. The hunt itself was also ended by officials due to safety concerns. On January 7th, another 800 to 1,000 people gathered to hunt the creature. During the evening of the 8th of January, four fraternity brothers from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill were the only reported hunters. Mayor Fussell officially called off the hunt unless the creature made another obvious kill or there was a legitimate sighting. The armed hunting parties of previous nights had become too large for safety, and the chief received a telegram from the Humane Society in Asheville, North Carolina, protesting his plan to stake out dogs as bait for a creature.
Oh, that's fucked.
So yeah, they basically, the mayor put a stop to it because he's like, yo, this is getting kind of out of hand. You'd be trying to like...
this is kind of not humane.
Yeah, I was like, you'd be trying to like basically put up dogs for bait, and then also it's just not safe having that many people out there and like no system.
Yeah.
On January 13th, a local farmer named Luther Davis found a bobcat struggling with a steel trap in a big swamp 4 miles from the city, and he shot it in the head.
I mean, like, it's just living there. Fuck.
It's literally like stuck in the, and just.
It's like, stuck in its natural environment where it lives, and you're like, I'm gonna shoot this thing in the head.
No, it was stuck in a trap.
Why did they? What was the point of catching it if you're just gonna kill it? You don't even know if it did anything.
Right. It was just a bobcat.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, bobcats are scary as shit. I'll admit, but it doesn't mean you could just kill everyone you find.
Well. According to the mayor, Woodrow Fussell, he told newspapers that the beast of Bladenboro had been found and killed. So they basically, I don't know if they actually knew what the beast was and were just trying to cover it up with this bobcat. I don't know. Yeah. It's a little fishy.
Definitely.
Because, yeah, obviously it was questioned by people and they were like, how can such a small cat, like, could have killed and mangled dogs?
I know, it was like kind of gnarly. It wasn't just like
super gnarly.
That's questionable.
I'm like, I can't. Maybe like a lion, but not a bobcat.
Maybe the mayor was secretly a werewolf.
Dude, stop.
Never know.
I was like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Don't fuck with me.
On the same day, a man named Bruce Souls from Tarbor City was leaving Bladenboro when he hit a cat with his vehicle. According to reports, it was spotted like a leopard, about 20 to 24 inches high, and weighed between 75 and 90 pounds. He took the cat home with him to Tabor City. But yeah, there's basically different versions of like how they killed the supposed beast. The first one was Luther Davis that, you know, he shot and killed it.
Yeah.
The bobcat. And then the second one was of this second guy who like ran over a cat. And then they said that was the beast.
I'm just going to say, only one of these was the beast, if any. They're just going around killing every wild cat in the fucking area.
It's just very conflicting reports.
Definitely. Well, I mean, no one knew what it was, so you can't confirm.
Just can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
But yeah, many reports describe the beast of Bladenboro as feline, but they do not agree on any one species. Which is like, could it be a mix we don't know about?
That'd be kind of cool. In like a intense way.
Because they're just like, they describe it very cat-like, but they mm-hmm. also say it resembles like a bear or a panther.
Which I'm that's like, weird.
I'm like, that's hella weird. Like, which is it?
I know, right? Those are two very, they're like not related at all. Mm-hmm. So which one? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, supposedly a hunter named S.W. Garrett claimed to have heard the creature scream while hunting, and he said it was very like a panther. I guess it basically screamed like a panther.
Yeah.
Which is like, hmm.
I thought it screamed like a baby.
Right? I'm like, which one yeah, is okay. It? Or then they say it looks like a dog. I'm like, it's just some kind of creature.
You guys are all definitely just seeing different animals trying to think of the same.
What if it's like a fucking shapeshifter, bro?
Ooh, could be.
But yeah, a man named Harry Davis, a curator at the Rayleigh State Museum, has said that a panther never occurs in this country. And his opinion was that it might have actually been a coyote. Which I'm like, coyotes are fucking savage, but like, really?
That's very different. It could have been someone's fucking exotic pet that escaped. Who knows?
True. It could have been a lion or something.
Yeah. You know, people like do some crazy shit and have like pet leopards and whatever.
Well, yeah, there's just very different accounts. Like, some people think it's a cat. Some people thought it was a panther. Someone even said a wolf. Someone said coyote. It's just...
This is making me, like, so sure that if all these animals really were killed back then, that everyone was seeing a different animal and assuming that the animal they saw was the beast.
I think so.
Unless it's a shapeshifter. Someone just sees, like, a dog and they're like, oh my god, it's him.
Honestly, it sounds very much so like that. Because then someone else said it, like, looked as a big mountain lion.
Yeah, you guys were all just seeing different animals.
Yeah. Did you know a mountain lion and a cougar is the same thing?
I have been told that, yeah. It weirds me out. Because they're not in my head.
I was like, wow.
I kind of refuse to believe it for some reason. I don't know why. I'm in denial.
Apparently, mountain lion is a term typically used west of the Mississippi for cougar.
So weird.
I'm like, really?
Mountain lion sounds scarier.
I'm like, why?
Because it's a mountain, and it's like a lion. And it also looks like a wolf, and it also looks like a coyote, and it also looks like a dog.
Other people describe the animal as likely being a wolverine.
Oh, fuck.
Like, what? And others speculated that the creature may have been a wild police dog. A.R. Stanton, a man from Lumberton, North Carolina, thought that the Beast of Bladenboro was a German Shepherd and Hound mix named Big Boy that he gave to a Native American boy who lived along the edge of the Big Swamp. Big Boy was dark and had a long bushy tail. Stanton claimed Big Boy was capable of leaping over a 6-foot fence and kill chickens from time to time.
And he gave this dog to a child? Your responsibility now, kid.
The Lumberton veterinarian, N.G. Baird, said that it was very feasible that Big Boy was responsible for the attacks.
Oh.
Baird also said that it was possible Big Boy could have killed the other dogs and lapped up blood rather than sucking it.
Ugh, it's still gross.
Mayor Woodrow Fussell, who operated the town theater, went to Charlotte, North Carolina on January 26 to book the film The Big Cat. Basically, you know, exploiting the situation.
Duh. They gotta.
Yeah, he told an interviewer that he believed the creature was a hoax, even though he's the one that called the newspapers and had, like, said that they found it and killed it.
What a little shit starter.
Like, I'm like, interesting. But they definitely did exploit it. They even, like, had an artist there in town, like, made bumper stickers. And basically, like, it said, Home of the Beast of Bladenboro.
Oh my gosh.
On the morning of December 15th, 1954, on a tenant farm near Robeson Memorial Hospital, 5 medium-sized pigs and 3 chickens were found dead, with crushed skulls.
Ew.
3 of the pigs had legs torn apart from their bodies. Strangely enough, no blood was evident, indicating the killer employed the same blood-sucking traits as the Bladenboro beast. The next day, a stray dog was killed, which the county dog warden said was most probably the killer from the day before, even though the tracks found at the farm were not compared to the dead dogs, and it was not explained how the dog could have reached the chickens, which were reportedly roosting in a tree.
Bro, they're just killing every wild animal they could find in this fucking town.
Right?
They're like, oh, this thing dared kill animals, let's kill it, and just kill everything they see.
But yeah,
there's no wildlife left.
Very much a big thing in Bladenboro. I don't know if they still do it, but apparently they had like an annual beast feast.
Oh my god.
In which, yeah, they basically had like a festival type thing in which the Beast of Bladenboro was the mascot.
That's so weird.
I'm like, that's really crazy. But yeah, I guess it was a big thing. I don't know if it still is. I actually like forgot to like check.
But it was for a little bit at least.
Yeah, and like history, it was a really big thing.
That's so weird. I want to go to the Beast Feast.
Or it's also shortened to Bob. Beast of the Bladen.
Oh, they just call it Bob?
Yeah.
I love it. What a fancy name.
But yeah, that's some creepy story of the Bladenboro Beast.
All right. So now I'm going to tell you about, on admittedly, the less creepy story of the Jersey Devil. The Jersey Devil is also known as the Leeds Devil. So the Jersey Devil is a legendary creature from southern New Jersey folklore that's said to live in the Pine Barrens Forest in New Jersey. The legend of the Jersey Devil started way back in the 1700s in Pine Barrens with a resident named Jane Leeds, who was known as Mother Leeds. According to the folklore, Mother Leeds had 12 children, which was just the perfect amount for her. When she found she was pregnant with what would be her 13th child in 1735, she was frustrated and cursed the unborn baby, saying that'd be the devil. One stormy night, Mother Leeds went to labor for this 13th child. With friends gathered around, she gave birth to a normal baby, who soon changed into a terrifying creature. It developed hooves, a goat's head, bat wings, and a forked tail. The creature growled and screamed at those in the room and beat them with its tail before flying up the chimney and disappearing into the pines. In one variation of the story, Mother Leeds was a witch and the baby's father was like literally the devil itself. Other versions talk of an attempt by local clergymen to exorcise the baby from the Pine Barrens. Regardless of how the story goes, all versions agree on the creature's appearance. The Jersey Devil is described as being a bipedal creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat-esque wings, horns, small arms with clawed hands, legs with cloven hooves, and a forked tail. Supposedly can move very quickly and emits a high-pitched scream that's been described as blood-curdling. Despite literally being called the Leeds Devil prior to the 1900s because of the family name this legend originated with, it's not known who exactly Mother Leeds was, because as far as I could tell, Jane Leeds wasn't a real person. Some people believe that Mother Leeds could have been a woman named Deborah Leeds. Supposedly, this connection was made based on the will written in 1736 by a man named Japhet Leeds, who wrote of his wife Deborah and their 12 children. The family also lived in the Leeds Point section of what is now Atlantic County, New Jersey, a common area where the Jersey Devil is rumored to be located. It's also possible that the Leeds Devil wasn't a reference to a family at all, but rather it was named after Leeds Point, the New Jersey town. So there have been plenty of sightings of the Jersey Devil, literally spanning across centuries. So I'm just gonna read some of these sightings to you. In 1887, a newspaper described sightings of a winged creature spotted near the Pine Barrens. Quote, whenever he went near it, it would give a most unearthly yell that frightened the dogs. It whipped at every dog on the place. That thing, said the colonel, is not a bird nor an animal, but is the Leeds Devil, according to the description, and it was born over in Evesham, Burlington County 100 years ago. There's no mistake about it. I never saw the horrible critter myself, but I can remember well when it was roaming around in Evesham Woods 50 years ago. And I remember when it was hunted by men and dogs and shot at by the best marksmen there were in all South Jersey, but could not be killed. There isn't a family in Burlington or any of the adjoining counties that doesn't know the Leeds Devil. And it was a boogeyman to frighten children with when I was a boy. Supposedly, while American naval officer and Commodore Stephen Decatur was visiting a mill to inspect his cannonballs being forged in the 1800s, he himself spotted a flying creature that met the description of the Jersey Devil. He attempted and actually successfully shot it, blowing a hole in the creature, but it wasn't bothered and just kept on flying. I just realized I said it out of order and I said the 1887 one before all this other stuff, whatever. In 1840, the Jersey Devil is blamed following several livestock killings, and a year later, more similar attacks were reported. But, I mean, that could have been your beast, honestly. Who knows? Livestock killings right up his alley. According to folklore, the Jersey Devil had once been spotted by Joseph Bonaparte, who had before randomly been the King of Naples and the King of Spain. According to a short story retold by S.E. Schlosser, Joseph Bonaparte, brother of Napoleon, was the King of Spain. Unsuccessful in defending Spain against England during the Peninsular Wars, he was forced to abdicate his throne in 1813. Following Napoleon's defeat, he went to exile in America. Joseph purchased 800 acres at Bordentown, New Jersey, because it was between the two great seaports in New Jersey and Philadelphia. From this place, he could obtain the very latest news from France and Spain. As befitting royalty, even the dethroned sort, Joseph built himself a lovely mansion with beautiful landscape grounds and plenty of parkland. Joseph Bonaparte entertained many of the great men of his day, including John Adams, the Marquis of Lafayette, and Daniel Webster. He led a very glamorous social life, throwing marvelous parties with mountains of food and many guests. The Americans were very impressed with him. At that moment, Bonaparte heard a strange hissing noise. Turning, he found himself face to face with a large winged creature with a horse-like head and bird-like legs. Astonished and frightened, he froze and stared at the beast, forgetting that he was carrying a rifle. For a moment, neither of them moved. Then the creature hissed at him, beat its wings, and flew away. When he reported the incident to a friend later that day, Bonaparte was told that he had just seen the famous Jersey Devil, who had haunted the Pine Barrens ever since he was born to Mother Leeds one dark and stormy night in 1735. Bonaparte was impressed by the story of the Jersey Devil, and thereafter he kept a lookout for the fabulous creature whenever he went hunting. Once things settled down in Europe, Joseph Bonaparte returned to Europe and reunited with his wife in Italy, and he never saw the Jersey Devil again. In 1909, there was randomly like a surge of sightings of the devil. So from January 16th to the 23rd, newspapers published stories from hundreds of people from all over Jersey and the Philly area detailing their encounters with the creature. One such encounter was an apparent attack of a trolley car in Camden, New Jersey. As this story goes, police tried to fire the creature, but couldn't be injured. Other stories spoke of odd footprints found in the snow. These publicized stories caused fear that spread to even Delaware and Western Maryland, where people began to claim that they had also seen the Jersey Devil. There was enough fear that schools were briefly closed, and workers were encouraged to stay home as vigilante groups and hunters searched the pines for any sign of the devil. In 1927, a cab driver in Salem City claimed that he had been changing a tire when a winged creature landed on the top of his cab and began pounding on his roof. But he was left unharmed. In July of 1937, an unknown animal with red eyes was seen by multiple residents in Downington, Pennsylvania. The creature was compared to the Jersey Devil in a local newspaper the next day. In 1951, a group of New Jersey boys claimed that they had seen the monster that matched the Jersey Devil's description. Beginning in 1957, rumors began of a corpse matching the creature's description, but of course, this was not confirmed. In 1960, unusual tracks and screams made by an animal were suspected as belonging to the Jersey Devil. That same year, merchants around the town of Camden offered a $10,000 reward for the capture of the Jersey Devil. They even went as far as offering to build a private zoo to keep and display the creature if it was ever captured. But this reward was never claimed. A New Jersey woman claimed that in 1972, she'd been driving along a road when she saw a large figure crossing the road about 25 feet behind her. She described it as being taller than the average man, with thick haunches like a goat and a big woolly head. Not long after, in 1980, a forest ranger stumbled upon a brutal and bizarre sight. A pack of pigs on a farm had been killed, but he claimed that while the back of their heads were eaten, their bodies were only scratched at. Even weirder, there was no blood on the ground and no tracks around the area. Hinting that maybe whatever got them flew away. Maybe. About a decade later, another forest ranger had been driving around when he saw an unusual-looking creature blocking the road. He stopped to observe it and noticed it was about 6 feet tall with horns and matted black fur. The ranger and the creature stared at each other for what felt like several minutes before the creature suddenly turned and ran into the forest. One day in the late 80s, a group of friends went camping and dirt bike riding in the Pine Barrens. According to their story, they'd been riding bikes on a trail about 100 yards from their camp when suddenly all the bikes stalled. They briefly talked about what could have been causing it, like maybe the terrain, but suddenly their discussion was interrupted by a piercing and human scream coming from deeper in the woods. They quickly returned to their camp and told the friends who had stayed behind, who also had heard the screams. That night, the friends went to a local bar and told a bartender what they'd experienced, and the bartender informed them that they'd probably had an encounter with the Jersey Devil without realizing it. During one sighting of the devil, a driver suddenly stopped and nearly caused a crash because he claimed to see an unidentified creature emerge from a wooded area, gallop out in front of oncoming cars, and disappear into the woods on the other side of the road. This time, the creature is described as being 10 feet tall with a long head and short ears. 2015, a man named David Black said he'd been driving home alone when he saw what he thought was a llama walking in and out of the tree line on the side of the road. But suddenly, the llama spread its wings and flew away. David actually took a picture of what he swears is an unedited picture of the creature. And I'm not going to lie, it looks a little silly. I'm going to be posting this on Instagram. But for you to see, it kind of looks like somebody edited wings onto a donkey that's flying into the sky.
Oh, I was like, wait, you can't hear me, but I'm laughing.
Yeah, he muted himself for AC, and this picture is honestly fucking hilarious. I love it. Just a few days after his encounter, a woman named Emily Martin took a video of what appears to be a similar creature flying in a wooded area at night, and she also insists that her video is sincere. Despite some terrifying, some silly sightings of the Jersey Devil, it's generally thought that it doesn't seek to hurt anyone, and if it's real, it's rather just trying to scare people away from its home and protect its land. Naturally, there are many skeptics of the Jersey Devil. These skeptics wonder if perhaps the devil is created by bored Pine Barren residents who wanted to make up their own version of Boogeyman to scare and entertain local children. Could even just be a case of misidentification of other animals not known by those who had spotted it. Brian Regal, historian of science, thinks that rather than the most commonly accepted story of Mother Leeds being based on a single person history, likely it originated from colonial South Jersey religious and political disputes. For his theory, local arguments and gossip had likely evolved over the years, and at some point the legend had landed on the Jersey Devil in the actual 1900s. He also believes that the Leeds Devil may have actually been a reference to Daniel Leeds, who randomly enough, was a publishing rival of Benjamin Franklin. Similar to the story of Mother Leeds, Daniel Leeds had a large family. After losing his second wife and first daughter in childbirth, his first wife went on to give birth to 9 children. Daniel had worked as a surveyor of land located in the Pine Barrens, and the land later inherited by his sons is now known as Leeds Point, an area commonly associated with the Jersey Devil that I mentioned before. In an exact quote by Brian Regal, during the pre-revolutionary period, the Leeds family, who called the Pine Barrens home, sourced its relationship with the Quaker majority. The Quakers saw no hurry to give their former fellow religionists an easy time in circles of gossip. His wives had all died, as had several children. His son Titan stood accused by Benjamin Franklin of being a ghost. The family crest had winged dragons on it. In a time when thoughts of independence were being born, these issues made the Leeds family political and religious monsters. From all this, over time, the legend of the Lee Devil was born. References to the Jersey Devil do not appear in newspapers or any other printed material until the 20th century. The first major flap came in 1909. It's from these sightings that the popular image of the creature, bat-like wings, horse head, claws, and a general air of dragon became standardized. So basically, he thinks that Benjamin Franklin would be like, "Oh, that Leeds Devil," talking about Daniel Leeds. And then people would just talk shit about this family so much, whose family crest looked like a dragon, that they literally made up a creature. And was like, there's a fucking monster. And it was just because Benjamin Franklin didn't like this dude. Skeptics could also point to some admitted hoaxes over the year, such as footprints found in 1909 that were later admitted to being staged. These footprints were actually from a horse. And a creature that had been briefly put on display at a museum. So this creature had literally been a kangaroo someone bought from a circus that they glued fake claws and bat wings onto. And people apparently fell for this and were like, holy shit, it's the Jersey Devil. I've seen it. It was a kangaroo. Like, come on. Whatever the origin of the Jersey Devil, whether supernatural or ordinary, this creature has really cemented itself in media as a well-known urban legend that is known by many and used in varying forms of media. At this point, it could even be considered more so in the category of pop culture over mythology. It's the namesake for the hockey team, the New Jersey Devils, and a roller coaster at a Six Flags theme park. The devil's been depicted in shows like The X-Files and Gravity Falls, and even a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And, I do, that's like basically it. I don't know how to end this, but I love that over 300 years it's gone from potentially someone just talking shit to now it's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's funny.
It's truly evolved.
It truly.
But yes, that is it. Brayden has to go to school right now. He was driving while I was finishing my story, so that was exciting. Yeah. So was, real quick.
Literally a minute drive.
Oh my god. Okay, well, if you want to email us any ideas, you guys can at thespookyshit.pod@gmail.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are spookyshit_pod, and our website spookyshit-pod.com. Thank you for listening. Sorry, this is a very rushed ending. He's getting ready.
Yeah, I'm putting on my school shirt and shit.
All right, thank you guys so much, and we will talk to you next week. Goodbye. Bye.